The delights of everyone's life are changed after death into things that correspond. And of course, this is about after death, is really about after we awaken to spiritual life. So when we bring a focus to inner things, we begin to awaken to our responses or the thoughts and affections, the patterns of thinking and feeling that are present that we've been unconscious of before but are now coming to the fore. And so truths, as they are used to reflect on the life of the mind, begin to bring into view mental objects. So the objects of our mind, and they are the sort of fixed patterns of feeling and thinking that we basically are identified with as ourself, and these things start to get exposed. So what's helpful, I think, is really seeing that when you start working with correspondences, what you're doing is that you're looking at your responses and seeing what the belief and affection is that tracks back to. So, you know, does it track back to a belief in myself or a belief in the Lord? Like, those are the big categories. And that's what inner work with the word gives us the ability to do. So every response we make to situations and circumstances and people and all of that will always track back to a belief of some sort that's operating underneath. And so that is what the correspondence that is most helpful in inner work is, when we can work with that sort of level. And what we begin to see is that our delights of our life, we start to be able to really start looking at them, because we become opened up to seeing the intent that lies in our activity and actions. So when you think about the delight of our life, really the delights arise from things that affirm the beliefs we hold about ourselves, whether they're true or not true. They will always appear true to us and always be delightful when they're affirmed. So these are the things, these are the delights that get turned into objects in the spiritual life, or in the life of the mind, which is the spiritual world. And one of the key things about that section is that it basically says that this information is given so that we can recognize what the ruling love is. And so then we can respond, because until we are able to recognize what the ruling love is, we can't respond. So all of what's unpacked in that section of heaven and hell has to do with this idea of having to be put in front of the intents of the heart.